Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. This is the Roundup Help Desk.
Yes,
Hello.
this is Donnie Wilson.
Hi, Donnie.
Hello.
How are
Hi.
you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. My name is Randy Reese. I'm on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim with Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a second here, sir. Bear with me. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, thank you. I just need to pull up the form here. And while I'm doing that, can I just verify, sir, we're at 601-660-2507. Is that your phone number?
Yes.
And your name again, please?
Donnie Wilson.
Donnie Wilson. Again, I'm Randy Reese. Mr. Wilson, a pleasure to meet you. How's the
It's good.
connection on your end? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I'll continue then, but if we should become disconnected, I will call you back immediately on my desk phone, and it's a 949 area code, all right? I'm in Irvine,
Okay.
California. All right,
Oh, okay.
let me set that up for you, and I'm going to send you a text message with that information right now. I say that maybe it's because it's really, really windy the last couple of days, and
Yeah.
I've had a couple disconnects, to be quite honest with you. So now that I've forewarned you, okay, Mr. Wilson, now
Yeah.
you would like to see, and again, I'm Randy, I'm on a recorded line, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. Now, Mr. Wilson, have you gotten an attorney to help you with filing the claim yet?
No.
Okay. And this is housekeeping, but I do need to make sure you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter. But most importantly, Mr. Wilson, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, sir. Now, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it. That was after using the Roundup.
Yes, sir.
Now, this isn't an intake question, but how are you doing now, Mr. Wilson?
Doing pretty good.
Good to hear it. That's a personal question. Okay. So, do you happen to know the subtype that you were diagnosed with? Was it like B cell lymphoma, or do you know?
Yes, diffuse large B cell
Large B cell. Oh.
lymphoma. Yes.
Oh, poor guy. Okay. And that was lymphoma, not leukemia, correct?
That's right, lymphoma.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Is that the and as if that wasn't enough, Mr. Wilson, but is that the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that they gave, or did they have another subtype as well?
That was it.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And the year you were diagnosed, was that between 2005 and present?
Yes, it
Okay.
was. I was diagnosed around 15.
What do you know the day you were diagnosed, or approximate the best you can come up with for me?
Yeah, it was around May, the middle of May, 2015.
So would you say May 15th of 2015?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use it at home, work, or both?
I use it primarily at my residence.
Perfect. Now, did anyone else in your household or neighbors use the spray that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And can you give me the address where you used it? That may not necessarily be where you live now, but can you give me the address where you used Roundup?
Yeah, 410 Highway 51 North, Brookhaven,
410.
Mississippi.
Okay. I was going to ask. 410 Highway
51
51. Okay.
North.
North. Thank you. And what was the city in Mississippi?
Brookhaven.
Brookhaven. Okay. And guess what? You don't have to tell me how to spell Mississippi.
Oh, okay, good.
My family's from Alabama,
And
sir. Okay.
okay, yeah.
Did you have another address where you used it?
No, I said 39601. I didn't know if you needed a zip or not.
No, I don't. I'm good. Thank you, though, for that. And of course, you do have my phone number. If you have any neighbors or maybe somebody you met at the hospital or something, please give them my phone number. Okay. I'm never going to ask you for their phone number, but you are certainly welcome to pass my name and number on, sir. Okay.
All right.
Now, when you were diagnosed, were you between the ages of 18 and 79 years old?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a birth certificate? I don't need it. Do you have one, though?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. Okay. And how many years would you say you used Roundup?
Probably about 16 years.
Okay. And during that 16 years, Mr. Wilson, did you use it for not in a row, but for more than 10 days?
Oh yes,
I know that we're going to ask that number later, and I've done enough of these. I know that number is going to be high. So, are we on a smartphone? Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then, sir, I'm just going to go over some different illnesses, and if you could just give me a yes or no if you've ever had any of these illnesses, okay? That's all I need is a yes or no. Have you ever had any organ transplants?
No.
How about HIV/AIDS?
No.
Any autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Lupus?
No.
And then the last one, diabetes mellitus?
No.
And then, other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, have you had any other cancers requiring chemotherapy?
No.
And then, to the best of your knowledge, do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Thank you for that, Mr. Wilson. Okay, got through that section. Now, the next one here, this is the injury. And what we're talking about here is NHL, or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Right.
And please spell your legal first name for me, Mr. Wilson.
Donny.
And then last name, please.
Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Do you have a suffix, junior, senior, anything to your name?
No.
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No.
And your social security number, please.
427-252-291.
And your date of birth?
926-61.
I have 926-1961.
Yeah.
Okay, young man. I truly can say that. There's no right or wrong answer to this question. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and the NHL you got? It could have been our advertisement. It could have been social media. It could have been. There's no right or wrong answer. So how did you first learn about that connection?
TV commercials.
There you go. I know there's a lot of them. And when do you think that first time you saw an ad was that might have made you aware, hey, maybe that's me?
It's been probably a year ago or so.
Okay, that's cool. Perfect. Thank you. I'll just put 11-1 of 23. That's about a year ago. Okay. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
yeah,
again,
good.
there's no right or wrong answer on that one. Now, this one there is. How tall are you?
5'11".
And how much do you weigh, young man?
Two 260.
Gotcha. And your best email, Mr. Wilson?
donw2291@icloud.com.
I have Don, DONW2291 at iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then this phone number that we're talking on, area code 601-660-2507. Is that your best phone number?
Yes.
And is this a mobile phone?
Yeah.
And do you prefer phone, email, or text?
Probably the text would be fine.
Sure. Do you have a best time of the day? Morning, afternoon, or evening? Okay. Well, I'll just put afternoon, then it's in the middle of the day. And I got to go back. I might have checked the rock box. You're not married. Is that correct? Or you are?
I'm not.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. Sorry. Now, how many times per month slash a year did you use Roundup? You told me you used it for about 16 years, so we're going to total that up. So how many times a year do you think you used it? And if you need to do it by month, that's fine.
Yeah, probably used it about 3 times a month.
And did you use it seasonally, or did you use it all year round?
Usually just across the summer months.
Okay. So that'd be like from, I would say, June on into the end of September, maybe early October?
Yeah, probably a little earlier than that, maybe.
Oh, that's right. You're in the
May,
south.
Yeah. Yeah, April, May.
It starts getting sticky there sooner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So used it from May through all the way through the end of October. So we're talking about 6 months, so probably about 18 times a year. Does that sound about right? Maybe 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think I already know the answer, but did you use Roundup for at least a year before you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, about 16 years.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Now, when did you start using Roundup? Just your best guess. Approximately. So 16 years ago would have been about 2008, correct? But actually, you probably stopped using it already, too.
Yeah, I started using it probably around 1999.
Okay.
Summer of 99.
That's what I got. Okay, thank you.
And I stopped using it about summer of 15.
Okay. Thank you for that. And did you stop using it because of, why did you stop using it?
Because of this diagnosis.
Okay. Because of the DX. Thank you. And again, you did use it seasonally. When you apply, that's correct, right? Seasonally.
Yeah.
And when you did apply it, did you use a hand spray or backpack tracker? How did you apply it?
Pump-up sprayer.
Okay. Sprayer. That is a little different. I actually understand the difference. Did you ever wear any protective gear?
No.
And when you applied it in residential, was it typically like fence line, curb lines, gutters, sidewalks, that type of stuff?
Yes.
Flower beds?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have used it. Okay. The stuff works. It does work.
It does work.
It's a little too good, evidently, right?
Boom.
Okay, yeah. Flower beds. Keep going here. Okay. I didn't grow up with computers, so I'm a little slower on these typing. Okay. And then you primarily used it in Mississippi, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your exposure, you already mentioned, is residential, correct?
Uh-huh.
And you were exposed directly through yard work, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And again, you were exposed directly. This wasn't indirect exposure. In other words, you were the one personally spraying Roundup, correct?
Yes, that's right. Okay.
And then this next one, I'll tell you what I always ask folks, but were you the guy that was always present during the application of Roundup, meaning that it was always you?
Yes.
Okay. And so let's go back just a little bit on the numbers that we talked about a little bit. How many exposures do you think you've had in your lifetime? And I can help if you want me to. Well, you used it for 16 years. You had 18 exposures per year, approximately. The numbers you were talking here are not out of line. I will tell you that right now. So if you had 18 exposures a year and you used it for 16 years, I mean, we're talking about, 206 exposures minimum. Would that be within the realm of what you think?
Yeah. About 3 a month.
Wow. Exactly. Now, do you live near?
Yeah.
Do you live near a water well?
I live near a water. No, I don't.
Okay, so that means you do not get your water from a well, correct?
No, that's not.
And sir, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides to the best of your knowledge?
No, I haven't.
And this next one, I know that neither one of us are quite old enough, but have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And how about benzene, to your knowledge? Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
And when you used Roundup, did you use the premix or the concentrate?
Concentrate most of the time. I pumped it up, I mixed it myself in a pump-up sprayer.
Yep. And then primarily when you bought Roundup, where'd you go? Home Depot, Lowe's, HEB, Walmart, do you remember?
Yeah, usually Home Depot.
Okay. And I don't necessarily need you to have purchase information in hand, but do you happen to have like a Home Depot account where if necessary you might be able to get receipts?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna put Has Home Depot account then. Good. I've had to go back to get a warranty, actually, on a washer from Home Depot. They were able to get it for me years back. I appreciate that from them, too. So do you currently have any receipts in your possession?
No.
That's fine. Do you currently have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Good. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And who do you work for, sir?
Actually self-employed. I own an automobile sales business.
Cool. You have a car lot?
Yeah.
That's nice. Where's that car lot located? What's the address?
It's in Brookhaven.
Okay. What's the street address? Do you know it?
It's the 410 Highway 51 North.
Okay. 410. That's fine. That's fine. I know how that works, too. Let me just type this in. Out here where I'm at in California, I actually have a friend that has a mixed-use lot, which means that he sells Hondas right out of his – I'm not making this up – right out of his front yard. Okay? So, so you're not telling me anything I've never heard before, sir. Trust me. And that's a personal
story. Yes, right.
Right. So, yeah, you're good. You're good. Okay. Okay. And you're the owner. Perfect. And this one's a little tough to say, but have you actually ever missed any time from work because of your NHL?
Yes. It's appointments and things like that,
Do you have specific dates?
I don't. And okay. I have to get it from my doctor.
Okay. All right. I'll make a note. Well, you miss. Actually, I'm going to delete that because you missed a little bit of time when you got your diagnosis.
Oh, yeah. And for visits, too.
Right. So we're going to get to that. I think I can sort that out for you. I don't need everything. You know what I'm saying? I think you'll be okay. Hold on a sec. Let me scroll back up and grab a couple things here. Because it's not really quite that specific. What I mean by that is, let's go back to your diagnosis date, 2015. Now, this is what I mean by that. So go back all the way down. You missed work on 5/15 of 2015 because you went to the doctor. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So 5/15. Now, we are going to get to this, but I am going a little ahead to try to get this question answered. When you saw the doctor, and you got that diagnosis, did they start treating you that day, or did you leave and go back and then they started treatment?
A couple of days later.
Okay.
In between, probably about 3 days later.
Okay. And then how long were you off for the treatment? Do you remember? A couple of days, 3 days?
I don't remember.
You were off for at least a day.
At least a day, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. But see, now we've got a couple dates in here at least. Is there any other date that comes to mind that you know you might have missed work? I've got the 15th of May. I've got the 18th of May, both in 2015. Is there any other day that you might want me to put in there? And just approximately.
Oh, I just know that I had to go for, once a month for 3 or 4 months.
All right, that's exactly what I'm going to put. Once per month. 3 months, and that would have been after the 18th when you started the initial treatment, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that would have been starting like June.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we got somewhere. 6/01/05/2/09/2/01/05. Well, at least I didn't have to get into holidays and stuff. Usually I have to pull out holidays to jog people's memories. So you did good there, okay,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Wilson. Sir, have you ever been
that's
in the
right.
military?
No.
Yeah, we're of that age. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, parking tickets, anything, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And who is your diagnosing physician? Do you remember? I'm sure you do. And I'm going to Google it, so go slow for a minute.
Stephanie Elkins.
Dr. Elkins. Stephanie. I live on Vivian and Stephanie, so that'll be easy. There she is. Is she in Jackson?
That's right. Mississippi Baptist.
Oh, she's got
Jackson.
She's got 5-star reviews. Good for her. Okay. And I've got her address, so I'm just copying and pasting. That's on street. I've been there actually. Hey, is that Mayflower Cafe still there?
Yes. Uh huh.
I've actually eaten there.
Been there forever.
That's how forever. I found it, to be honest with you, okay, because it was listed as a must go. Okay. I thought you might be impressed by that with me being out in California and all. But,
that's right. You're all the way from there.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned my mom was born in Mobile, Alabama, so I've been down there a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, there's no real right or wrong answer, but how would you say that this diagnosis of lymphoma has impacted your life?
Oh, I mean, it's just
stressful.
It's always on your mind. Always on your mind, what else? What are you saying? I'm sorry.
Stressful.
Oh, yeah. Stressful. That's right.
So from what I did put in, always on your mind, but that creates a certain amount of anxiety as well.
That's right.
Okay.
You don't ever know when you might come back.
It's fear is what it is, and I totally understand it. Now, I don't need you to have them on this phone call, but do you know if there are medical records that exist that will show your NHL?
Yes, I'm sure my doctor has those.
That's Stephanie. Okay.
No.
Now, when you saw Dr. Stephanie, did you see her? Did you always go see her at State Street, or did you also have to go to the hospital at one time?
I usually go to the hospital for the treatments and stuff.
Okay, which hospital was that?
Mississippi Baptist Medical Center, Jackson.
I think you did say that. Now, Please don't think this is silly, but I have to sing that little song in my head to spell Mississippi, okay? So,
Oh, yeah.
but
That's right.
I get, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, University Medical Center. I got it. Okay. And that you saw Dr. Stephanie there as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the date that you were treated in the hospital, was that the first time the same date as your diagnosis? In other words, should I put 05/15/2015?
I think it was probably like 3 or 4 days after that.
Okay, we'll put the 18th then. Then the hospital name. Now, did you ever go see her like at a, because I see her address is the same as the hospital. I don't see her as having like a separate location. So did you always go see her at the hospital?
Yes,
I do believe I asked you that. Okay. Now, you kind of gave me this date already. So we know that you were there on the 18th of May. And then you went back. This would be more of like the healthcare visit or the treatment visit. So this would be from what you told me about a month later. You went back approximately June 18th for follow-up and beginning that three-month treatment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you gave me that when we were talking about time off work, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and now, Dr. Stephanie, do you have a separate oncologist or do you just see her? Because she is a hematology oncologist also. Do you see a different one ever?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Thank you. And that would be still at the same location on State.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's true.
Well, the hospital address and her address are exactly the same, so it actually doesn't even matter what page you're looking on if you know what I'm saying. So, And then let's see if she has any sort of practice name. And she just calls her practice center herself. And again, I know I've mentioned this, but she's got excellent, or 5 stars, and they don't all get 5 stars.
Yeah.
I'm being truthful about that. Okay, and then her phone number. I just got to copy that one in, and then we're good. And thank you again for sharing all this with me. Now, did you receive chemo, immunotherapy, radiation? What did you receive all those things as treatment?
Yes, chemo, immunotherapy.
How about radiation?
Once a month for about 3 months. Yeah.
Yes,
No, just chemotherapy and immunotherapy, and had to take a lot of medication for pain.
Okay.
Codeine, morphine.
Yeah, that's not good. What's your current address?
410 Highway 51 North.
You're still there. Okay.
Still there.
Highway 51 North. You'd think Google would remember this by now. For me. Yeah, there's a lot of highway. We actually have one even out here, believe it or not.
Oh,
no, it's not that one. Hold on. Yeah, they're giving me a lot to choose from. That's okay. We're good. And are you in remission now?
Yes.
Thank God. I really mean that. Okay, I'm just checking my work over here. But that's where that fear comes in, is it going to pop back up?
Yeah.
No, I know. I do know. I do know. Everything's looking pretty good here. And this is actually the last one. We do request an emergency contact, Mr. Wilson. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance when we can't get a hold of you. Remember, this is just for an extended period of time. So all I really need is a name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
601-754-6992. And
name?
That's my daughter.
Daughter. And what's
Brandy.
Her name? Brandy. Rhymes with Randy.
Brandy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Now, you do meet the criteria. I want to tell you that. But I do have one more little blank section where I'm allowed to put any notes or anything that you would like me to share regarding your potential case. But I do believe we've covered a lot. So is there anything else you'd like me to say?
No, nothing at the moment.
Okay. It looks good. Now, let me tell you what the process is from here. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you a document. It'll only take you a second to sign it. And then what happens from here, once I have the document back, you'll be hearing from your attorney, actually, and I'm going to be texting you their name and phone number here in a second. And you know, I'm just taking a look at the document before I send it. And they're going to reach out to you, usually within 24 to 48 hours, and they've been on this. And then your claim would be filed. Let me see what we got. Okay. And if you're curious as to, they have started settling these cases. I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts, but I will tell you this. You can go onto Google. And there's a lot of information out there about these cases. And like I said, they have started settling them. But for this really isn't about money. This is really just about, you know, they shouldn't have been selling that product. Now, you should have just received a text message from me. Do you see that?
It's from Randall Reese.
That's me. Randall Reese, that's me.
Okay.
Could you click on that? Open it up. That's gonna be your DocuSign. If you've done it before, I'll just kind of be quiet, but I'm right here. But the first thing it's gonna ask you to do is agree to receive information electronically, check that box, and then just touch start or get started, continue. It'll say one of those three.
All right. And this, I can print this out when we're through with it.
What'll happen here is that I'll automatically, or DocuSign will automatically deposit a copy of this document into your email. All right. So you don't need to download the DocuSign app that it's going to offer you at the end of your document, but you will be provided with a copy. And by the way, just to let you know, we would let you out of this at any point upon request. There is no problem with that. This is just to get the ball moving forward. And there would be no cost to you, no cost whatsoever. So really all you're doing is taking it over to the next step to meet with our attorneys. But you have met the criteria to file the claim. And like I said, they have started settling this. You may want to take a look. And I'm also going to be sending you via text message the attorney's name as well that's going to be helping you. I'll do that right now.
All right. It says I'm done signing.
I got it. Thank you, sir. So hang on. Okay. You should have received a separate text message from me that says Randy Reese Roundup Claims, and that has a 949-688-6436 number. And then I just sent you another that's Pulaski AD4, 909-906-3862. That is the attorney. And you can expect a call from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, maybe even sooner. And if you have any questions, you can either get back to me or you're more than welcome to ask the attorney. But as I told you on this, a copy of this retainer agreement will be in your email, as well as I did tell you, and this is on a recorded line, I did tell you that we would let you out of it at any time. And if you have any additional questions, you can either reach out to me or you can hang on to them and jot them down to the attorney. There is no cost for this. The fee would be collected only in the event of a successful settlement. And if they are unsuccessful, there would be no out-of-pocket expense whatsoever to you. Okay, Mr. Wilson? Now, do you have any additional questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you think of anything, you can feel free to reach out to me. And again, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with this, and hopefully we can get you a little bit of, you know, it is justice in my opinion, because these guys made millions and millions, gabillions of dollars. And, you know, you guys should have had to go through that. I mean, that's what it's all about for me. It really is. So if that's it, we're done.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Thank you. And I appreciate you participating. I really do. So like I say, if you got any questions or you know anybody else that wants to talk to me, I'm here. And then you've also got your attorney, and he'll be reaching out to you shortly.
Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day, Donnie. Okay.
You too. Thank you,
sir. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.